This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Yinz guys, thank you for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast, where we talk all about them Pittsburgh Pirates and that. My name is Josh. Today is April 8th. Carmen Majinski goes 5 innings, setting himself up for the W. The number of the day is 4. All right, let's get into it here. The Pirates haven't been able to get over the hump of scoring 4 runs in regulation this season. They scored exactly 4 runs 4 times in the Florida road trip to start the season. There's a theme here, guys. Bear with me. The Yankees come to town for the home opener, and the Pirates score 4 runs all 3 nights. Despite blowing their 4th save of the season Sunday, managed to walk off the Yankees in extras the first time they'd score more than 4 runs in a game, but not in 9 innings. Before Monday's game, the 4th home game of the season, the Pirates made their 4th major roster change of the 4th month of the year. Adding 4th infielder Jared Triolo to the IL. That one's a stretch. I get it. And calling up shortstop Sung Shae Cheng. Cheng, when he debuts, will be the 4th position player to make his Pirates debut this year. Joey Bart's first 4 bagger of the season got the scoring going after IKF's double in the second, driving in 2. He has 4 RBIs now. The Pirates scored 4 runs in the first 2 innings of the game, and all will wonder if they can get over the hump of just 4 runs. They'd give up 4 runs in this game, but not before they score another 4, doubling their score to 8. And why not? The man to make it happen, number 22, 2 plus 2 equals 4. I'm not stopping yet. Hits his second double of the season, driving in 2 runs, his 3rd and 4th RBIs of the season, getting the Pirates past 4 runs for the first time. That was part of a 4-run 7th inning. Your Pittsburgh Pirates Monday night were 4-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Thomas Harrington gets a 4-inning save. The last Pirate pitcher to do this was Jason Christensen on July 17, 1998, which also ended in a 4-run differential. The 4-inning save thing has happened against the Pirates 4 times since then. All of this for the Pirates' 4th win of the season. And at the time of recording this, the Pirates are in 4th place. That is all true. That is all true. The Reds are currently playing right now. At the time I'm recording this, it's the 8th inning. They're also looking for their 4th win, but it is the top of the 8th in San Francisco, and they're tied 0-0. The Reds have had a rough start to the season too. They have 4 hits tonight, but no runs. I'm literally done. It just keeps writing itself. The 4. Spencer Steer just took ball 4 to walk in this one. Anyway, you know, what else can you say? The Pirates have now won 2 straight games. Win more and more. It's called a winning streak, right? Yeah, we get it. But the Pirates have seemed to turn a corner here a little bit, maybe? I don't know. But what I do know is there were a couple things that were very important in this game. And that was Carmen Majinski going into this game, really needing to bounce back there was kind of an understanding that this guy, who in his first start was really good through three innings, and in the fourth inning, after 40 pitches, the second time through the order, he kind of struggled. And so you wanted to see how this went. I mean, at 60 pitches, I kind of thought, maybe he can't get through this. They left him out there. I thought he faced maybe two batters too many, but he got out of it, only giving up one run in that fifth inning. So he got through five innings. The absolute, like, exactly what you wanted to see. If he could get you through five innings, Majinski threw 94, was that right? 92 pitches in this game. Like, that's a full-blown starter, guys. I know it's five innings, but I feel like that's he's there. About all you can ask for from Carmen Majinski there. And then, as I suggested yesterday, that Thomas Harrington would probably do the piggyback. I mean, I was immediately on it. The Pirates needed nothing more than they needed Harrington to go the rest of the game. To get your full nine innings from two guys with the bullpen the way it was, giving them an opportunity to rest for another day after extra innings, after getting clobbered the first 2 days, they're able to get a day off. And then you got Skeens going tomorrow, which you hope that the bullpen is sharp tomorrow. And if it is, you'll go back to what Harrington did here and what the offense did, right? Because the offense scoring more runs in the seventh inning allowed Thomas Harrington, who was at 35 pitches after two innings. And then, you know, he had given up in the eighth inning, he'd given up a run. And so he'd already given up the run in the sixth inning. Going into that eighth inning, he now, instead of the 4-2 lead that they had, they dropped that four spot, and now it's an 8-2 lead, which means you can pretty much let Harrington go. He stretched out to be a starter, and they were able to do that despite giving up a single run in both the eighth and the ninth inning. It still wasn't at a position where you needed to get him out of the game. Harrington finished with 60 pitches. Still probably not as sharp as what we think we'll see from Thomas Harrington. He did have a lot more going. He ended with five strikeouts in those four innings. He did walk one guy. The sweeper seemed to be heavily relied on late. Struck out three batters in that final inning, kind of showing like, hey, I know this is it. I'm going to put it all out there. And threw some nasty pitches in that inning. After giving up the home run, Mason Wynn hit the homer. Kind of missed a spot there. And it was like, okay, now what? And he just came back and gets Lars Nootbaar on four pitches with two splitters to put him away. And then Wilson Contreras, I believe, didn't see anything but a sweeper. Yeah, four sweepers. Strike one, strike two. The first strike was great. Strike two kind of had Contreras kind of backing off a little bit, set it on the inside part of the plate. Then he yanked one away, but the fourth one was just a chaser. Great pitch as well. So kind of finished strong in there too with three strikeouts in that last inning and sealed a four-inning save that I was very excited about. Thomas Harrington did exactly what we could have asked him to do with that. Huge outing today by Majinski and Harrington. Deserves a clap there. Absolutely fantastic. It's nice to get Joey Bart going. First homer of the year, first inning. Actually was nervous at the fact that he swung at the first pitch. Didn't like that, but the fact that it was over the wall obviously makes up for it. But it's good to get him going. I've been wondering if they were going to bump him out of that four spot. It's not been bad, right? Like, it's not been bad. He's hitting 250 now after going 2-for-4 today. It was kind of at a place where I was like, hey, he's hitting like in the 260s, which is about what you could ask for, but with one RBI. And so coming into here, hitting the solo shot, he ended with two RBIs in this game. Was it his sac fly? No, Cruz hit the sac fly. His base hit later scored, actually triple, right? His triple. He's the one center field, hits off the wall, run scores from first. That was a weird one, right? Cardinals challenged it, and I'm running this back in my head now, right? Cardinals challenged a play and won the challenge, but they didn't move anything. Joey Bart stayed at third. That one was weird, but Cruz gets the sack fly after that. I would have thought they would have sent Bart back to second, which would have made a difference there. But they said it didn't impact the play, so they won the challenge. It was fan interference. Can we stop reaching over the fence, guys? Why are we doing that? There's nobody there. We're reaching over the fence to try to catch the ball. Like, what's going through your mind in that moment? I feel like we got to be able to stop that. Andy Rodriguez at first base kind of stuck out to me last night. He's going to make mistakes at first base, but I believe that it's not because he doesn't know what he's doing. He's handled himself really well. He's made some nice plays. And today it was mostly just receiving some of the balls. And there was a high throw that he was able to hang onto the base. There was a couple that he just stretched for that were bang, bang plays. And I mean, I just think that there's been a lot of heads up play by Andy over at first. And I've been impressed with that. And lastly, Adam Frazier throwing the leather. That play up the middle, the double play. I mean, Wilson Contreras doing Wilson Contreras things, not running to first. We get that. Probably made that double play happen. But the diving play earlier in the game, he saved the game on Sunday as well. Tough lefty today. He goes 0 for 4, and I think the average is down to 200. I don't think that we really expected it to be much different than that, but he's had some clutch hits and he's been a good player and he's been great defensively for us. So, you know, as much as we just didn't understand the deal, I mean, you don't expect Nick Gonzalez to go out in game one either. So he's done a good job, as good as you could imagine he could do. Overall, great vibes, great win. Looking for a winning streak tomorrow, looking to win a series. It's Skeens. I say tomorrow. I mean to say today. It's today. It's today, right? I'm releasing these on the day. Skeens Day is today. It's going to be a very cold night, I think. They said it was going to be close to 30 degrees or something at game time. It's Paul Skeens. It's Sonny Gray. It's a fresh bullpen for the Pirates. Not so much for the Cardinals. They've been taxed. Now, they did only use two guys. Liberatore really settled in. But either way, Skeens Day, the number of the day is 4. Raise the Jolly Roger. Have a great day, guys. Let's go, Bucks.
Thanks for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Subscribing to your platform of choice is the best way to be notified for new episodes. And now, new episodes every weekday. Remember, live shows with my dad and Uncle Jake are Sundays at 9 p.m. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and join them in the live chat every Sunday. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Bridge2Bucktober. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. And let's go, Bucks.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.